am a criminal. I am a chicken nugget criminal.
You stole chicken nuggets?
I did not steal them. I snuck them into a baseball stadium.
Oh, you're not supposed to?
And I got yelled at for it.
No way.
Yes.
That's twice you've been yelled at in like a week.
I know. I'm like, is my behavior that bad? But I want to defend myself for my chicken nugget incident.
Go
that
ahead.
Happened.
Floor is yours.
So Carter plays in a Wednesday night league where we go to this baseball field. You have to pay to get in. Okay. Mm. It's $5 an adult to get in addition to your tournament fee that you already pay. Now they do have a snack bar there. They have a bar there. So we were running from Colt's game. He had just finished his T-ball game to Carter's game. So I'm trying to do the quick mom meal. So I made some banquet chicken nuggets at home, threw them in a little plastic baggie, jumped in the car. We went down to the baseball field.
So they were for your kids?
They were for Colt. It was just Colt. He had four chicken nuggets.
Your four-year-old, okay? Yep.
So we go to walk in. I pay the $10 for Art and myself. And we're walking through. And the lady goes, excuse me. And I was like, oh, yeah? She goes, no outside food or drink. And I'm like, okay. And I'm holding my Stanley, okay? And I'm like, oh, she must be talking about my water. And then she points to Colt's chicken nuggets, his four banquet chicken nuggets, and then points to a sign. There was a sign that says no outside food or drink. And I was like, are you serious? And she goes, yeah, no outside food or drink. And then points to the sign again. And I was like, okay. So I walked out the gate.
You gave the okay?
Oh, yeah. She got good. Yeah. It was like the K-text. Yeah. I was like, okay. Walked out. Told Colt's like, what's wrong? I was like, give me your chicken nuggets. And he's like, I'm hungry. I said, give me your chicken nuggets. I take the chicken nuggets, the four chicken nuggets. I put them in my pocket, and we walk right back in. She says nothing about
good
my Stanley.
You.
Nothing. And I'm like, are you serious? Like, you're going to stop a five-year-old with his four chicken nuggets? It wasn't like I was bringing in chicken nuggets from McDonald's. You know, I didn't have bags on bags of, like, outside fast food. It was four chicken nuggets.
I'm 100% with you on this one. You weren't doing it to be cheap and avoid paying money at the canteen. You wanted to feed your five-year-old son. I know they're doing their job. How old was this person, roughly?
I mean, not
that a kid, right?
Not that it matters. She was probably in her 20s, and she was. She was doing her job. So I did feel bad because I'm like, okay, I gave her... No, I gave her attitude, and I felt bad because all she was doing was enforcing their policy. But I was like, I think you could bend the rules a little bit for a four-year or five-year-old eating his chicken nuggets.
You can read a room. Like, she can tell what's going on. She can tell you're not doing it with malice or intent or trying to be cheap. That was your four-year-old chicken nuggets. It's so, so annoying. You make exceptions to things, and I guarantee she wouldn't have got in trouble if she explained why she made that exception. I don't blame you for being mad at all on this one. It's actually irritating.
Here's the thing that got me, though. You're going to stop Colt, a five-year-old with chicken nuggets, but yeah, I walked in with my Stanley, and you're assuming it's water. You keep assuming that it's water and it's not mommy juice, but that's what we're going to be a stickler on the rules for is the chicken nugget.
Who puts water in their Stanley at a baseball game to watch their kids?
Right?
Yeah, right? Come on.
Rookie. Yeah,
I do not blame you at all for being annoyed at this.
Here was what I want to know. I know I broke the rules, but am I wrong? Mm. Do I owe this woman an apology? Because I did give her attitude. Am I in the wrong?
I'm so with you on this, Kelly, but let's see what other people think. 888-431-3764. Text or call. Help Kelly out with this one. Well, Kelly got disciplined again and made to look like a thief, but I will say that I'm 100% with you on this one, Kelly.
I wasn't a thief. I was just trying to sneak in some chicken nuggets. I wasn't even trying to sneak them in. I was just walking in with Colt and his chicken nuggets at a baseball field, and the woman stopped us and was like, no outside food or drink. I'm like, you're going to stop a five-year-old with his chicken nuggets because there's no outside food or drink? Like, that's a little ridiculous.
Read the room, woman. Like, really, read it. See, it's for the five-year-old son that needs to quickly eat. Come on.
Well, the 626 must have had a similar experience because they said, let me guess, is it fill in the baseball field? Which it is, 626.
Wow.
Says they're ridiculous when it comes to that. I would have done the same thing. Their prices are ridiculous. I will go as far as sneaking in my mommy juice because I refuse to give them any of my money.
The best thing you did was you walk away, you put them in your pocket, and walked them back in. That's a statement.
Well, the most infuriating part was, yes, Colt had him in his hand so she could see him, but I also had my Stanley in my hand, and she didn't stop me with my Stanley.
No, she stopped the five-year-old kid.
Yeah. Rick in Fullerton, was I wrong trying to sneak in the chicken nuggets?
No, absolutely not, because I would have walked in with my cracked pepper spits. I would have walked in with a Dr. Pepper. But the thing is, for four chicken nuggets, she's obviously not a mom.
And maybe that's it. She did look like she was maybe mid-20s. She doesn't understand. When your kid's hungry, your kid's hungry.
Yeah, I don't think she has any excuse. You read the room. You work out what's going on.
Monica in Rancho, was I wrong sneaking in the chicken nuggets?
No, absolutely not. Coming from a parent with three kids in travel ball, we find very crazy ways to get our food in to where it says no outside food because the prices are absolutely ridiculous. We're already playing travel ball. We got to pay and order.
And I think that's the part that irritated me the most is I paid an entrance fee to get in. And now you want me to buy, you know, a $12 hot dog? Let me just get my four chicken nuggets in, okay?
For sure. I do it all the time. Probably shouldn't be saying this out loud, but yeah. It's expensive.
Just to put it in perspective for you guys, last night at the same field, I bought one of those packs of red vines. It's like a dollar at the store.
Right.
$4.86 for a pack of red vines.
It's ridiculous.
Completely ridiculous. Everything's so overpriced right now, and it's not even healthy. Like, the things that they're selling are even healthy.
Well, what I'm giving my kid probably isn't that healthy either, but yes.
Most people agree with you. 909, not in the wrong in the slightest. He's 5. Agreed. Why stop him and not you with the Stanley? Let Colt have his nuggies.
Yes. Justice for the chicken nuggets.
That sounds like a hashtag we got to start.